Hello and welcome to Healthcare Tax Checkups, a KPMG podcast series featuring KPMG tax leaders on emerging and perennial tax issues impacting the healthcare industry. Today's episode explores tax issues with healthcare transformation, how transformation in the healthcare industry has been slower than other industries, the forces driving transformation, back office implementations, and pain points in healthcare organizations and how to resolve.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into this podcast episode. I'm Lori Robbins, Deputy Tax Industry Leader of KPMG's Healthcare Tax Practice. With me is Phil Bartlett. Phil is a Managing Director in our Developmental and Exempt Organizations Practice. He has more than 30 years of experience in representing exempt healthcare organizations. Based in our Columbus office, Phil serves healthcare clients across the country and assists them as they evolve with the increasing demands of our changing healthcare environment. Among Phil's areas of expertise are analysis and planning of reorganizations, joint ventures, affiliates, investments and other types of transactions, diagnosis and resolution of tax issues, evaluation of development of tax policies, corporate governance, procedures and controls, and other general tax representation before IRS and state tax authorities. Phil, thanks for joining us. We're going to talk generally about some transformation within the healthcare industry and then practically layer over tax into that. What can you tell me generally about transformation within the healthcare industry and how that's evolved?
Yeah, thanks, Lori. I'm glad to be here. So, you know, from my perspective, you know, the healthcare industry as a whole has developed at a much slower pace than other industries. So, you know, probably most people, you know, have the experience of going in to see their primary care physician and having the primary care physician dig out the hard copy patient paper files that are behind the check-in desk type of thing. And you know, those records have typically been maintained by the primary physician. But you compare and contrast that with other industries like, you know, the financial services sector. So, you know, how long have we had online banking or, you know, the retail sector in terms of, you know, the sophisticated nature of the supply chain? So, you know, I mean, there's reasons for that, right? So, I mean, most healthcare in the United States is tax exempt and, you know, much more of a mission oriented organization than a lot of these other industries that really have more of a profit motive. Also, historically in the U.S., you know, healthcare has been, you know, really much more community focused and, you know, so not necessarily larger organizations, you know, smaller community hospitals, local focus. Then there's, you know, again, the idea that, you know, a lot of these organizations have been led by physicians whose focus is really on the clinical side of healthcare as opposed to the operating side, if you will. And then, you know, there's market forces that have been in play, you know, health insurance, Medicare, Medicaid. You know, a lot of consumers really didn't see the cost of healthcare. And so there wasn't a lot of transparency. There was complexity with billing. But now, you know, I mean, we're in a whole new era in terms of transformation in healthcare. I mean, the Affordable Care Act has created mega health systems, mergers and combinations and permutations of various health exempt healthcare providers with for-profit, you know, payers and insurance plans. We even see private equity coming into the sector. And then, of course, demographics has played a role. I mean, as the population ages and healthcare becomes more of a focus. And then even this pandemic, I mean, you know, we live with healthcare every day. Every one of us has to deal with healthcare every day. It's just not a question anymore. So a lot of these market forces are kind of driving transformation.
So, Phil, we're hearing a lot lately about healthcare organizations undertaking ERP implementations, such as Workday and Oracle. How does tax play a role in these types of transformations?
Yeah, so kind of going off on what I just talked about in terms of the history of healthcare and transforming the industry, I mean, healthcare has really been on a transformation journey over the last, I'll say, 5 to 8 years. And so a lot of health systems have implemented Epic from an operating standpoint. And now they're doing a lot of back office system implementations. So ERP implementations on HR, again, with the combinations of merger activity of all these health systems, a lot of these health systems have you know, they're the biggest employers in a given state. So 20, 25,000 employees is not, you know, is pretty typical. But, you know, HR implementations, financial and supply chain implementations, like you said, Oracle and Workday. So, you know, a lot of the back office transformation, if you will, has occurred. Now, unfortunately, you know, from a tax standpoint, a lot of these ERP systems, even though they're great, you know, they're cloud-based and that sort of thing, you know, they just don't have the level of detail and some of the, you know, the buttons or levers to push for tax. You know, taxes is it's one department within the health system that probably needs the most detail than any other department. Again, you know, it's partly driven by the fact that a lot of these tax jurisdictions like their information presented in a certain way and a certain level of detail. And so a lot of times, you know, the chart of accounts that are established as part of the ERP implementations, they just don't have that level of detail. And then, you know, just again, you know, how the tax authorities like everything kind of sliced and diced and put together, these systems are not really built for that purpose. And so from my point of view, I think that, you know, we'll continue to see back office transformation. I think you're going to see a lot more transformation in terms of, you know, kind of a digital front door and you know, treating the patient more as a consumer. I think a lot of the transformation in that line, you know, will you know, that you've seen in other sectors will now hit healthcare. And I think you're starting to see the front end of that. But I also think that, you know, a lot of the back office functions like finance and then tax will continue. And so from my point of view, it's not a question of if the tax function will transform. It's just a question of when.
So, Phil, what recommendations do you have for those listening about integrating tax into those implementations so that things go more smoothly?
Well, ideally, you know, even though I mentioned that a lot of these ERP systems don't really have a lot of buttons and levers to push, ideally tax is going to have a seat at the table when the organization's looking at a platform and deciding on which platform. And then on the initial design of the platform and the chart of accounts, tax is going to have a seat and a voice in terms of what tax needs. But even if that doesn't happen and you know, you're midway through an implementation or maybe on the back end, you've already implemented it, there are things that can be done, you know, from a tax reimagined or, you know, that we can come in as almost as a bolt-on, if you will, to look at the tax function and see, you know, what technology or process improvements can be made in terms of, you know, on the back end of a ERP implementation, like how can we improve tax? And some of that, Lori, comes down to almost like initially a Lean Six Sigma kind of approach where, you know, we have some of our data and information specialists come in and really kind of decompose all the processes that are put in place. And what I mean by that is, you know, what information is required? Where do we get the information? Who gets the information? Why do we get the information? Once we obtain the information, how do we manipulate it and get it in a form that the tax authorities are going to require? Or if it's not for tax compliance, you know, what will management need in terms of data and information, you know, to make decisions intelligently about, you know, reducing the tax exposure or tax risk and tax liability.
So, Phil, before we wrap up, I just want to know, what are the pain points that most tax functions have within a healthcare organization, and how do you help resolve those pain points?
Yeah, Laura, I think that there's really a couple pain points. Well, let me talk generally about the tax function. So, even a larger health system might only have four or five tax folks in their department. And even a mid-sized tax function might have maybe one person overseeing the tax compliance kind of responsibilities and maybe only for part of the year. So, you know, part of the difficulty is, like I said before, with the merger and the consolidation within the industry, these health systems are becoming much more complex. So in a typical health system, if you look at their legal entity org chart, I mean, you're going to find exempt organizations, for-profit subsidiaries, joint venture partnerships with for-profit and exempt partners together, transactions between all of these organizations. and you know, even with some of our health systems, we're starting to see them push internationally, take their brand overseas. And so with that comes a lot of complexity. And right now, the tax function is a little bit overwhelmed. And you know, not to mention the fact that when you go through mergers and you know, you combine different organizations, you know, inevitably, you know, some hospitals within the organizational chart are going to be on different systems and they're going to have different processes. And so orchestrating this and pulling all that data and information together is really a pain point. And you combine that with the fact that there is somewhat of a tax talent gap. And the more complex these organizations become, the more tax assistance that they're going to need. And right now, again, they're sort of operating under the idea that, hey, we've got so many people in our tax function. We do not have the budget to hire more people. And we realize it's getting more complex. But, you know, they're somewhat at a crossroads right now. And so, you know, they have to start looking at technology. How can we look at, you know, some sort of transformation in tax, and how can we bring technology to bear so we don't have to hire more people and we can become more efficient? And it's not just technology, it's also process improvement as well. But I would say that the two pain points are, you know, a much more complex organization and really sort of a tax talent gap, if you will, in terms of being able to handle all that complexity.
Well, and it sounds like both of those challenges are not going to disappear anytime soon as organizations continue to become more complex in their org charts and grow, as you said, even internationally, which was unheard of really almost a couple of decades ago. But then the tight labor market, probably the tax talent gap, isn't going to necessarily close anytime soon. So, Phil, thanks for your insights. To our podcast listeners, thank you for tuning into this episode. If you have any questions about the topics we discussed today, please reach out to Phil, me, or your local KPMG representative.
Thank you for listening to KPMG's Healthcare Tax Checkups. For more information, please visit the Healthcare and Life Sciences homepage. We'll see you next time.